Misty today with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. Bob, how do things look this week?
Casey, we started out the week a lot better than we thought we'd start out. Runs were a little bit, well, they were bigger than the week before, but in general, we've got just a cheaper market. You know, everybody says why? Well, I don't know, but I will give you the things that I look at, and I'm taking out the avian flu deal, which that's created a lot of question in people outside of all of us. And all of us know that it's not anything that's going to hurt us, except for I do know some cattle we load that go to the feed yards directly out of the country are getting stopped more often to be checked that they've got the correct paperwork and they've got that they're not hauling dairy cows or hauling beef cattle. And that's not a problem. That's what they should be doing all along. But we hadn't had any issues. So they're let us move pretty freely. And we have the right documents on the truck. They're fine to go. But one thing that was brought to my attention, it's the time of year where seasonally always starting to get cheaper. It doesn't matter how many cattle's out there to come. They're all going to come basically the same time because wheat runs out in Oklahoma at the same time. It starts a week earlier, 2 weeks earlier in the south. And as it works north, all the wheat's getting ready and all those cattle got to move. So we've got that X amount of cattle to move. And these feed yards are feeding these cattle longer because the cost of gain's cheap. They're no different than us. If we keep them a little longer, will the market come back to us? You throw all that together, you've got cattle not moving out of the yard as quick as they should be, and you got all the cattle coming available, moving as they should be, and they meet, and we're kind of in a box here for a minute. So they're using it to push this market down. So that's where we are. I don't expect it to be any better Monday. It was not any better at Apache yesterday, and I looked at the USD report, and they called it 8 higher. Well, we were not 8 higher. We were steady at best. Monday in Oklahoma City, it was pretty much steady to what we'd seen at the end of the week. The week before, it was cheaper than we were the Monday before. But based off of all the sales I'd seen in Oklahoma, it was steady to kind of what we'd seen towards the end on Thursday and Friday around. But yes, we were considerably cheaper than we were the Monday before. It's that time of year, and they're probably going to take it farther down than we want it. But that's the ebb and flow of the market. And if we've got protection, you just get up, go do what you do best and put it to bed. I mean, the market's the market. Your basis is your basis. But there's no need of any of us being stuck out here going, oh, my God, I have none of these cattle marketed. So and the LRP is not the golden, you know, it's not the grail. It's not the golden grail, but it does protect you from losing everything you've got. And we've all been through that deal where we in 14 and 15, if we weren't protected, we went and picked up cattle that was started out losing 200. When we got done, they was losing $700-$800 a head. And we don't have to go through that anymore. And we're still going to have the black swans. With all that said and done, we had a lighter runs, seen a lot of good cattle, had good demand for what we had there. It's just at a cheaper level.
Well, Bob, you mentioned that, you know, producers that you know are not really worried about the HPAI, but what are they worried about? What are you hearing from producers?
Well, it's not the producers. It's I mean, the producers are saying it has nothing to do with us, in which I'm like them. The immediate danger to us as a producer, we don't see a problem with it. It's not affecting the beef. It's not affecting the milk. It's not been transmitted into cattle, beef cattle. The big picture is the people that look at our market and that are in our market, whether they're funds or cattle, mainly the funds, all they see is it can be transmitted to the human. It is in the dairy cow. It can slow down the transportation and the movement of cattle, and nobody outside the United States is going to want any of our product for a minute. It slows down, you know, like I said, the transportation, and it can be transmitted to the human, and it has popped up. There's isolated incidences that human beings have caught it. There are cows that were not tested that they said had no symptoms, and when they got them where they were going, had symptoms. I think it goes back to COVID. It started out not a big deal, and it got bigger.
So just kind of something we have to keep our eye on.
Yes. And I mean, yeah, we got to keep our eye on it. And as far as the beef deal side of it, I don't see it affecting it as what me and you eat is beef, but it's the global look the people ain't gonna like this, but the city people don't see it the same way we do as agriculture people.
Right. Well, if folks want to visit with you about it, Bob, how do they get in touch with you?
Now, remember, with all that information and a cup of coffee, which used to be a quarter, is now $5. That's all that information's worth. 1-800-926-9696. Give us a call. Greg Griffith, Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Clay LeBay, Kelly Osbrook. Give any of us a call. We're available to visit 24/7. If they don't answer the phone, call me and I won't know why they're not answering.
Okay. And the opinions are always free.
You betcha. We got lots of them.
Thanks, Bob.
All right.